Off on Menches Amud Beis, in around 15 lines from the top. Just by way of introduction, we have a din Amira Lenachri is for sure forbidden on Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed. Any malacha that you are not permitted to do, you're not permitted to ask a non-Jew to do on your behalf. The Gemara says in the first perek in Gittin that Amira Lenachri is only prohibited by the Rabbanon. So therefore, certain kulas, there are certain haterim. What are the haterim? What are the kulas in Amir al-Nachri? So the Gemara in the first parak in Gittin, and Dav Ches on the base, says that Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael Hitirum. If you're buying up, kind of saw the Surya of Eretz Yisrael, you're buying up land from the Nachrim in Eretz Yisrael. And the only time you can buy it is on Shabbos. There was an incident like that during the lifetime of Rav Kook, that the JNF wanted to buy a certain piece of land from the Arabs, and the auction was going to take place on Yom Kippur. Only day was going to be on Yom Kippur. That was the only chance. So Rav Kook told him he's allowed to do Amir Eliakum. The representative of the JNF was allowed to do Amir Eliakum in order to buy the land. So the Chacham lived in Yerushalayim and they were selling it in Hebron or something. So he went by car. I had a Nachri drive him. He went by car. You're allowed to violate the Rabbanon. But then the Chacham went through the Jewish section of Yerushalayim so that people were screaming at him in a JNF car. It's a JNF on the outside. So he misused the Heter. Rav Kook told him, make sure that people don't see when you go. Otherwise, they won't understand why the JNF is being Mechal Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says there that Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanon, so you're permitted to have a Nachri right up the Shtar on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Kosra Molavono, you're permitted to write the Shtar on Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, Itirum. The Balu Iter is of the opinion that Yishav Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah like all the other 248 mitzvahs essay. There are Ramach mitzvah says, Amir Nachri is mutter b'maka many mitzvah. Almost every mitzvah. That's what he says. Almost every mitzvah. So the Ramah quotes this Baluit, and he says you shouldn't use that heter, because Rov HaRishonim do not agree. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayei Adam that if it's a mitzvah derabim, then we are matir. Amir Eliakim. Let's say years ago, the shuls didn't have a Shabbos clock. So and they couldn't afford to leave on all the lights the whole Shabbos, they would go broke. The electricity would cost a fortune. So every shul had a Nachri, so they used to pay the Nachri that he should turn on the lights on Shabbos morning, turn off the lights. Leil Shabbos, after davening, turn on the lights on Shabbos morning. So what's the heter to turn on the lights on Shabbos morning? So that's Amir al-Nachri, b'makom mitzvah derabim. Everybody wants to daven, and you have a whole shul. So, but makom mitzvah derabim we allow. What's the heter to turn off the lights on Friday night? That's a shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah. That's a mitzvah derabim to save money. It's not a mitzvah derabim to save money. They're not fulfilling a mitzvah. But to turn off the lights, that's a shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah. You're doing mechaber. Mechaber is only an isa deraisa if there's a pechum. If you mechaber gachel shalates, where there's a pechum, there's going to be some charcoal left. So then the Gemara says that's mechaber deraisa if you're planning to use the charcoal. Tzvicha legufa. Mechaber gachel shel matecha, so the Gemara says there is no pechem to speak of. So the holiday is mechaber gachel shel matecha to turn off the lights. The worst it can be is a kibui derabbanan. So to ask a nachri to turn off the lights is still prohibited. That's amira lenachri ana derabbanan. But that's what Taisus calls the shvuz de shvuz. So Taisus there in Gittin on Daf Ches Amud Beis developed such a. Has a machlokes two opinions, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that a shvuz, the shvuz b'makom mitzvah b'makom hepsid merubah is mutter. So that's the het that to ask the nachri to turn off the lights is the shvuz b'makom hepsid gadol. If they wouldn't turn off the lights, it would be way too expensive for the Jewish community. Then to turn on the light Shabbos morning was a amir eliakim b'makom mitzvah derabim. So the whole heter rests on the assumption that Amir Eliakim is only the Rabbanon to begin with. So therefore there's room to be mekel. What else are we mekel Amir Eliakim because it's only the Rabbanon?
It shows, even though it's probably not Hefsid Merubah, and if you leave the light on one night, it's not going to be Hefsid Merubah. It's probably Hefsid Merubah because you're going to leave it on every week.
Uh-huh.
That's also considered a Hefsid Merubah, even though it's...
Good question. I don't know. Now we have Shabbos clocks, so we don't have to worry anymore. But not all the shuls have Shabbos clocks. So that was the accepted practice. Everybody assumed that it's mutter, because it'll be a big hefsid month. I don't know. It's a good question. How big does the hefsid have to be that it should be considered a shvus the shvus b'makam hefsid gadol that you make? I don't know. So when else are we mekel and mekel mishum yishad Eretz Yisrael hitira mir liakum? Mokom mitzvah de rabim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim like that. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim if the Erev ripped, if the Erev broke. So you want to get a Nochri to go on his cherry picker to climb up, to drive the truck, to climb up and make a knot, and bang in nails and make a knot. These are Molochas deraisa. It's not merely Akaman and Nisa deraisa, but it's for the whole community. So for sure someone's going to carry on Shabbos, assuming that the Erev is still up. So that's also considered Amir Eliyakim and Mokka Mitzvah Deram. That's the original example that the Chayyadim gives that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And then we extended it to ask the guy to turn on the lights and so on. Amir Eliyakim and Mokka Mitzvah Deram. When else is Amir Eliyakim Mutta? The Gemara says, Mokka Mechor L'Shem B'Sakona. That's whenever you have a Chor L'Shem B'Sakona, Oysen Kol Tzarocha V'Aydei Nochri. Is mutter. So all of these heterim over makam tzar bali chayim. How do you milk the cows on the farm? So the best dates in Shulchan Aruch says you should ask a guy to milk the cows, because when you don't milk the cow, so the cow is going to be in pain. When it has the udders are full of milk, so it's painful. So it's, you relieve the pain for the behemah. So makam tzar bali chayim, we are mekel on amir liyakim. That's what Rab Chaim Moses suggested originally. When they started making kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, so they had a shaila, what are they going to do with milking the cows on Shabbos? Rabbi Chaim Moses said, Nechazanish, at the same time. So they said they should have Amir Eliyakim. So the problem was that the Zionists, the secular Zionists, didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. To have non-Jews work on a kibbutz, that's Avodah Zarah. They had to have Avodah Yehudit. They didn't want to have any, so because they insisted this buck can't do Avodah Zarah, can't have a non-Jew work on a Jewish kibbutz. So that's why the Chazon Ish had to come up with Gansin Heterim, whatever, Halach Libur, whatever. But the best states it would always be, that's what it said in Shulchan Aruch, Mishum Tzab Alechaim, we permit Amir Eliyakim to milk the cows on Shabbos and Yontif. Yeah. What else do we have? Mishum V'mokam Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh. If there's a sreifa in the shul and the Sifrei Torah is going to get burnt, or the Svarim, the Gemara is going to get destroyed. So Mishum Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh, we allow Amir Eliyakim that the guy should carry out the Sifrei Torah, even into Rishus HaRabim Derais, even to do Melachos Derais. So this is all on the assumption that Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanon. So we have Kula, A, B, C, D, have a whole list of 10 Kulas. If you look in the introduction that the Tiferet Yisrael has in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, the beginning of Moed, Chelek Moed, so he has a whole long section on Amir Eliyakim, so he lists off all the 10 kulas in Amir Eliyakim. So everything, all the kulas, there's no suffix sakana there. So why do you permit violation of an Isser if it's something less than a suffix sakana? The answer is you're not dealing with an Isser deraisa. If you deal with an Aver deraisa, teet chazu, teet on Yom Kippur, to eat chametz b'pesach, that's an isa deraisa. So there's only a heter b'makom safek sakana. If he's not dealing with an isa deraisa, amir liyakim is only the rabbanon. So then shem yishuv eretz yisrael hitiru chodesh shem b'sakana hitiru. You have a whole list of kulas. So our gemara, where did they come up with this idea that amir liyakim is muta from thirer? So we assume no. Called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. The dinim derabbanan, they're all patterned after dinim deraisa. So what is the din deraisa? So that's our daf. Gemara has 10 lines from the top of mem ches on the base. It says in the Torah, or the second pasuk on the Amud, Shmos Chav Gimel. Shmos Chav Gimel, in the middle of the end of Mishpat. Vinofesh ben amoscha vehager. So who is Vinofesh ben amoscha? It goes on an Eved Kenaini. Vinofesh ben amoscha goes on an Eved Kenaini. Wait a minute, Eved Kenaini is chayv mitzvahs ki'isha. So of course he's mechuyev to observe Shabbos. What's the chiddush? The other pasuk says, Leman Yanuach, look at the next pasuk, 8 lines later, Dvarim chapter 8. Leman Yanuach, abducha v'amoscha, kom oicha. Just like you have to keep Shabbos, your Eved v'yoma, the Eved Kenaini has to keep Shabbos, he's chayv mitzvahs ki'isha. So what does this pasuk mean in Shmos Chav Gimel v'inafesh ben amascha? Doesn't say kamoicha. So the Gemara says no. The second pasuk lemanyanu chavdav amascha is an eved mohol. That's malded tova l'shem eved knaini. He's chayv mitzvus keisha. But the first pasuk v'inafesh ben amascha v'ager, that goes on Amir Eliyakim. That goes on an eved shaloi malded tova. I bought an eved and I wasn't malded tova him. Why was I not malvatovel him? Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to keep an eved if you're not malvatovel. We learned yesterday the Gemara, and the Tosfos Amem Chesam Beis, the third Tosfos, Eimikaimim. So the last three lines in Tosfos, when you really read the time of the Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva say you're not allowed to have an eved kenani who's loy mal veloy tovel? You're mevatel the mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom gave our Avinu a mitzvah. So if you're not allowed to have an Eved Kenani around the house, who's loy mal v'tovel, so how do you have a pasuk that says v'inafesh ben amascha v'hager? What do you mean? How can I have an Eved shalom? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva answers, I just bought the Eved 2 minutes before Shkia on Erev Shabbos. I bought an Erev Shabbos Beinah. I didn't have a chance to mull the Tovah. I have to speak to him first. I have to get a mull. I have to get a mikveh. It takes a while. So if I bought, that's where Rabbi Kiva answers. If I bought the Yeved, where is it? Amalei, Rabbi Kiva answers on the line where it says Shmos Chav Gimel. Amalei, Rabbi Kiva answers, Rabbi Shom, Belakech Eved Beinah Shmoshes on Erev Shabbos, Velis Beklamula, Kosam Adaber. But if I bought the Yeved a month ago, so what am I still doing having the Yeved? If he doesn't want to be Molotov, I'll have to get rid of him. I'm not allowed to keep him around the house. I'm a vatel a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, lomoles avadav. So nachmal, so you have a pasuk v'inafesh ben amascha goes on an eved shaloi Molotov. He's not chayv in mitzvahs kisha, he's a goy gomer, 100% goy gomer. So what's the din? So it's amir liyakam anisa deraisa. Called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. The Chachamim introduced the din, the Rabbanan Amir Eliyakum and a regular Akum. But Amir Eliyakum, who's an Eved Kenaini, Shemol V'Tovol is Chayv Mitzvus Keisha, Kamoicha. The man you know, Chavdach Hamas Kamoicha, that's an Eved Shemol V'Tovol. Kamoicha like me. But if he's Loimol V'Tovol, either I just bought a Erev Shabbos, or Rabbi Shmuel holds it's not a Bitla Mitzvah. So then it's an Isra Amir Eliyakum Deraisa. So if you have such an Eved, whom I own, I bought him and I own him, that's an Issa deraisa Amir Eliyakim. So you wouldn't have any of these Heterim. You wouldn't be allowed to ask such an Eved to turn on the lights in the shul or to drive the baby to the hospital. It says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, that Tzorchei Hatinoik, all the needs of a little baby are considered like Chol Hashem B'Sakana, Umishim Yishav Eretz Yisrael. All these Heterim wouldn't apply. Then, well, we live in America, so Lincoln freed the slaves. So you don't have any Eved Kenani anymore. So Lincoln freed the slaves, so we don't have Eved Kenani. We don't have the Eved Kenani anymore. Maybe if I have a salaried worker, maybe it's also like Eved Kenani. Maybe Amir Eliyakim is only the Rabbanon when I ask a guy who has no shaychus with me. What if I pay him to do the job? He's the super in the shul. He's salaried to turn on the lights and to turn off the lights. So maybe that should be like the Gemara has a din in Bava Metzia in the first parak, Yad Parokhi, Yad Balabais. If I'm salarying, I pay a salary to a person to do a job for me. So he's, in a certain sense, he's dino, just like Mashikana Eved Kana Rabbo, so there's a din of Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabais. He's also like an Eved. So that's a big machlekes achreinim. The Taz and the others on the Shulchan Aruch. Some hold that would be an Isar Amir Eliyakim Deraisa. If I pay money to a Nochri to do the Malacha for me on Shabbos, some hold that's an Isar Amir Eliyakim Deraisa. Let's say, I'm going to take a goyish taxi cab driver to take the baby to the hospital on Shabbos. I have to pay him. I have to pay the fellow for driving me to the hospital. So some are of the opinion that if it's a poil who's being salaried, that's like Eved Shaloi Mol V'Tovol, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. And the only time you would be mat there is B'makom Choil Safik Sakana. Anything less than a Safik Sakana, you're not allowed to violate an Issa Deraisa. That's not the generally accepted opinion. The overwhelming majority of the Achreinim say that's not true, that the only time you have an Issa Deraisa of Amir Eliyakim is if he's ben amascha, I own him. So after Lincoln freed the slaves, so the pasuk doesn't exist in America. In other countries in the world, they still have slavery. But in America, it doesn't exist. Okay. Then the Gemara has another pasuk. The end of this, v'inofesh ben amascha v'hager. V'inofesh ben amascha v'hager. So we know there are two types of ger. There's a ger tzedek, and there's a ger toshav. A ger tzedek means a ger, a convert, a non-Jew who converts to become Jewish. The ger tzedek is chayiv in all the 613 mitzvahs. He can't be a kohen, he can't be a lev, he can't be makor karbanos mitzvah if he's a ger. So he's not mizera aron akoyin, but he's a regular Yisrael. He's chayiv in all the other mitzvahs that all the other Jews are mechuyev in. So a ger tzedek. When it says in Aseres Adibus, you should observe Shabbos, Ata vincha v'itecha, Ata goes on the ger also. He's Ata. So what do I need another pasuk? V'nafesh ben amascha v'hager. Who is that talking about? So the Gemara says, v'hager is the ager toshav. See, after the line where it says Dvarim, chapter Hey, so two lines after that. It says, v'hager. That's in the pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel. Then it says, "V'nafesh ben amascha v'hager." The Gemara wants to know who is that ger? Who is it referring to? The hager is a ger toshav. How do you know? Maybe it's a ger tzedek. I'm a ger toshav. I'm a ger tzedek. Ger tzedek means a real Jew. He converted. The Gemara says, "No." Kishuayim v'ger chashev b'sherach a ger tzedek amur. A ger, the other, it says twice. You have to. A ger shouldn't do malachas. So one pasuk goes on a ger tzedek. He's obligated to observe Shabbat the same as everybody else. So this pasuk, man yinuch avducha v'amoscha kamoicha, I didn't know the wrong pasuk, v'nofesh ben amoscha v'hager, that goes on Amir Eliakim. There are two cases where Amir Eliakim is there. I said, one is ben amoscha, if he's an evet k'naini, not a salaried worker. If he's an evet k'naini, shaloi mol v'tobel is a goy goma, but he's my evet k'naini. So that's Amir Eliakim deraischa. And then v'nofesh ben amoscha v'hager, if he's a ger toishav, then Amir Eliakim is their Isa. That's how Tosfos learns. The Mamascha Zer Ger Toshav. So Tosfos quotes Rashi and they disagree. And Tosfos says, no. The last two lines in Tosfos. The Nira, the Pshat, and the Gemara is the Achabayis and Malacha, the Tzarech Yisod, Dumi Dinafish Ben Amascha. It goes on Amir Eliakim. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon came their Isa Tikkun. With the Rabbanon, they instituted the din of Amir Eliakim Nochri on a plain Nochri. Any Nochri B'Alma, and it's patterned after the two Dinim Deraisa that are both Amir Eliyahu Deraisa. One is Evet K'naini, Shaloi Mal B'Tova, it's not Chayv and Mitzvah Ki Yisho. There Amir Eliyahu is Deraisa. Minofish Ben Amascha, the Hager goes on a Ger Toshav. The Esker Ger Toshav is also Amir Eliyahu Deraisa. Yeah, we have to spend a little time to discuss who is a Ger Toshav. Who is a Ger Toshav? So Tosis quotes the Rashi, Zeger Tosha, Pirish Pantra, Shikib Lolov, Shalalabad Avadis Kahavim. Yeah, so Tosis says that's not Menduyak. Shalalabad Avadis Kahavim. There are Sheva mitzvahs been in there. If the Ger Tosha, if the Nochri accepts upon himself in the presence of Shlosha Yisraelim, he accepts upon himself in the presence of the three Jewish people, that he's not going to worship Avadis Avadis, but he doesn't accept Gilei Arai Shvichas Damim, Eid Menachai, and Gezel and Dinah, but he doesn't accept the others. He does not have the din of the Ger Toshav. Tosfos says it says so beferish. Maseches Avodizar Daf Samach Dalan on the base Mashma. The Shemitz Shkiv Manach Hikiv Ger Toshav. You have to accept it's Lav Davke. Whenever Rashi says a Ger Toshav, Shikiv Alol of Shulala but Avodizar, it's not Meduyak in Rashi. It means Vechulei. It means not to worship Avodizar and to observe all of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Rishayim and Achrayim are bothered with a Kasha. You find it explicitly in the later Svarim, but Rav Avila Soloveitchik points out that the Rishonim are bothered with the Kasha also. What do you mean? A non-Jew who accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach has a special status. We call him a Ger Toshav. Whether he accepts, he doesn't accept. He's obligated in any way. All the non-Jews are obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So what do you mean? You accept upon yourself. What changes from before and after? When a non-Jew accepts upon himself Kabbalah on mitzvahs and he becomes Jewish, his whole status changes. He turns into a ger and he becomes mechuyev to observe over and above the Sheva mitzvah. Menach is obligated to observe all the Tayag mitzvah satar. But when a nochri accepts upon himself to observe the Sheva mitzvah, he's mechuyev anyway. They ain't called to observe. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer on Yerideya that's called Oitzvus Yosef. He has a few Svarim that are called Eretz Yosef. He has a collection of drushes. and others. So he has one, he has Oitz v'Siyosef on Shemitah, and they had the Mechir on Shemitah. So in the Oitz v'Siyosef on the beginning of Yeridei and Simon Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about a Nochri Shoshochat and a Gertoshav Shoshochat. If a non-Jew shechts a behemah, and the Mishnah says Shechitas and Avela. And if a Gertoshav Shoshochat, the Rambam says it's also Shechitas and Avela. So there, Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses over there, what do you mean a Gertoshav? He's mekabel upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs. He's Mechuyav Yomei. The Kabbalah is meaningless. What does it change? He comes up with a fantastic Chiddush. So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik writes, it says in the Ramban and the Ritva, what Rabbi Yosef Engel says. But if you only read the Ramban and Rabbi, you may not realize that they're answering this Kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel presents it as a Kasha. He says, this is a Teretz. They quote a Gemara in Bava Kama. See, the Ritva in the Sefer Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik, Sefer on the Rambam, said the last few pages have letters. So the very last letter is about Gertoshav. The very last letter on the last page about Gertoshav. He quotes Aritva in Makis, Dav Zayin. And then he says, look in the Ramban, he says the same. And he fills in the missing source for Baba Kama, Dav Lamed Ches. Rabbi Yosef Engel explains it more Baharchov. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Ovadia, I think. Amad Vaymeir Eretz, I think it's the Haftarah of Shavuos. Amad Vaymeir Eretz, Ro Vayat Goyim. Difficult Pasuk. How do you translate that? Where is it? Chavaku. Not Ovadia, Chavaku. Omad Vaymeir Eretz, so the Gemara interprets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around and he saw that all the Umos HaOlam are in violation of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. Ro Vayata Goyim. So he said, okay, forget it, you don't have to keep, it's too difficult for you, so you don't have to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch. And then he gave the Torah to the Jewish people, and we're going to represent the Malchus Shamayim on this earth. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? In Kei Matzino Chayte Niskar? Because all the Umos HaOlam violated the Sheva Mitzvahs, so the Baruch Shalom said, okay, forget about it. You don't have to keep them. How can that be? They should be punished for violating the Sheva Mitzvah. The Gemara says, no, of course they're going to be punished. But what it means is, Omad Vro Vayata Goyim Omad Vehita Lahem. He said, Kindalach is too difficult, don't keep it. It means, the Gemara says, that if a person volunteers a mitzvah, as an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, let's say a woman shakes a lulav and a man shakes a lulav, who deserves more reward? So the Gemara has a machloikis in the end of the first parak in Kiddush. So one opinion, Rabbi Yosef originally held one way, then he changed his mind. So one could argue the point and say, the woman who volunteers out of the goodness of her heart to shake a lulav, she wasn't even mechuyev. So the Eina Mitzvah V'yosef should deserve more reward than the Mitzvah V'yosef. The guy's Mitzvah does it, maybe begrudgingly. He knows if he doesn't do the Mitzvah, he's going to burn in Gehenna. So that's why he does the Mitzvah. The one is Eina Mitzvah is totally wonderful. So that was one opinion. And the accepted opinion is not so. The accepted opinion, the Maskana is, the one who is obligated to, the man who is obligated to shake a lulav will get more reward for shaking the lulav than the woman will. Why is that so? So that's a discussion. Tosfos gives a pshat, Maharal Prague has a different pshat. That's a discussion. Why should it be so? But that's when the Gemara comes to the conclusion. So this Gemara in Bava Kama says, Ro Vayata Goyim, that pasuk in Chavakuk, Ro Vayata Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Umos HaOlam are not living up to the Sheva Mitzvahs that they're obligated to observe. Say, Omad Vehitalem. So he said, forget it, you don't have to keep it. So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean you don't have to keep it. When they violate the Sheva Mitzvahs, they'll be punished. But even if they observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, they'll only get reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, but a Gertoshev who is Mekabel Olav to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs V'nech, so he's going to get reward like a Mitzvah V'yosa. So to me, it sounds like a pshetl. It sounds like a drengel. That's the whole difference between a Gertoshav and a Nochri. That if he's Mekabal Olav, then it becomes Mitzvah V'yosa, he's going to get more reward. And if he's not Mekabal, then he only gets reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. So this pshetl, that's what the Ritva says. Rabbi Elbala says it. People will laugh at Rabbi Yosef Engel, but Rabbi Elbala, the last page, he quotes, that's what the Ritva says. Ritva doesn't explain that he's answering. Ritva daftes the Marcus. He says the Ritva alludes to that, that he's going to get reward like a mitzvah v'yos as opposed to an ain't mitzvah v'yos. Yeah.
Wasn't that Gemara teaching us that they're going to money happier? Wasn't that the point of the puzzle that he's quoting?
Hita mamonim, that's another opinion. Hita mamonim li Yisrael. That gezelakim is mutam and atar based on hita mamonim. But the other pshat, the Gemara says, Amad v'hita lahem, he was matar the sheva mitzvahs b'nina. Tu pshatam in the Gemara. Right. So this is the answer that Rabbi Yosef Engel says, sounds like a pshetl, and Rav Avla goes along with this, and he says the Ritva and the Ramban, they say like that. The Avnei Nezer has a whole different suggestion. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago. We review it again. Based on the Gemara, increases the Ptesam and Aleph that Tesis refers to. The Gemara increases has a three-way machlekes hatanoim. To what extent does a ger toshuv have to observe Shabbos? A ger toshuv has to observe Shabbos. Where did that come from? Why in the world should he have to observe Shabbos? So Rashi and Ardaf explains why. Tosfos quotes the Rashi and is unhappy with the Rashi. Rashi explains because the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulam Daf Hey that a mechal Shabbos beferhesi is dina kovid avod zara. Why? Those who observe Shabbos are demonstrating, they're testifying by their Shabbos observance, they're testifying to the fact that Meid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he's the Balabas, and we have to listen to his mitzvahs. A person is Mechal Shabbos, his Kilo, he doesn't subscribe to the story of creation. He doesn't believe in creation. If he doesn't demonstrate Shemesh Shabbos, he doesn't believe in creation. So he doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs of Baruch Hu Nishkin Balabas. He has no right to tell me how I have to lead my life. So that's what the Gemara has a din. That's the question, whether this is a din derais, a din derabanan. Many Rishonim hold it's only the Rabbanan. The discussion in Yerudeis, him in base, whether this is a neshach, whether this is derais or derabanan. But the Gemara has a din, at least a din derabanan. Mechal Shabbos befehesya, dina koivet avodizor. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel says, based on this Rashi, all the Tanoim there increases the Aptesam and Aleph seems to be pushing in the direction that a ger toshav who accepts upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs ben enoyach, but ben kovah kodeh mechuyev to observe sheva mitzvahs ben enoyach. So what's nishtana? What changes after he becomes a ger toshav, after he accepts? So he says, no, now he has to observe them in a more enhanced fashion. Whatever is an abizrayu, whatever enhances the observance of a dezor ger l'rashu chazdami b'chas Hashem gezel dinim, whatever will enhance the observance. So Nochri is only mechuyev in the bare skeleton, just the mitzvahs, that's the sheva mitzvahs ben enoyach. And the ger toshav is mechuyev to observe the sheva mitzvahs in a more enhanced form. So since mechal Shabbos dina ki oved avod zara, so the seichel dictates that we should require of every ger toshav, he should observe Shabbos. So that's on the one hand. But on the other hand, the Avnei Nezer explains Tosfos. Tosfos brings out this tension. The Tosfos dima maschal zeh ger toshav. The Tosfos quotes, but on the other hand is, on the one hand you have Rashi, that Mechal Shabbos befehesi dina kovid avod zara, so the ger toshav should enhance his observance of not worshipping avod zara, by a nochri doesn't have to enhance, he just observes the basic sheva mitzvah, but a ger toshav who's mekabel al atzmo should be obligated to enhance his observance, so I should say he should have to be Shabbos, he should observe Shabbos to demonstrate that it's not avod zara. But on the other hand there's a problem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, learns that from a pasuk in Parshas Noach. It happens to be Daf Nun Ches, and it's in Parshas Noach. So it says, after the Mabul was over, Yomun Valayla Lo Yishbosu. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that during the year of the Mabul, the seasons were all tzedreit. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, after the Mabul was over, from now on, Kaitz V'choref, summer, winter, spring, fall, the system is going to go back, the seasons will go back to function normally, and from now on it's not going to be tzedreit anymore. So that's the pashup shot in the pasuk. So the Gemara, the Torah Shabbal Peh says there's additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. The pasuk is referring to people observing Shabbos, that the human beings are so mekulkol, observance of Shabbos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yom HaShviyi Shabbos Vayinofash, so, and we were all created with Tzelem Elokim, so we should fulfill the halakta bedrach, we should all preserve the Tzelem Elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within us, and he was Yom HaShviyi Shabbos, so we should also be Shavus on the Yom HaShviyi. So after the Mabul, the Tzelem Elokim was so ruined by mankind, so the Baruch Shalom said, it's meaningless, it won't make any sense if you're going to observe Shabbos. I don't permit you to observe Shabbos. He's only giving Shabbos to the Jewish people. Later, the Jewish people will observe Shabbos. We have Banim Lamakim, we have more Tzelem Elokim. But after the Mabul, Rabbi Shalom said they have already ruined the Tzelem Elokim so much, they're not allowed to observe Shabbos. There's no more Vahalachta B'drocha B'negeter Shabbos. give tzedakah, mahluchan, and racham, okay, let him imitate the ways of God and the other things. The goyim are not mechuyev. Halach the bedrachim is one of the mitzvahs that the Jews are mechuyev. But it makes sense to them. If they'll volunteer, they'll get schaz and any mitzvah v'yaseh if they'll do halach the bedrachim. But this aspect of halach the bedrachim to observe Shabbos, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos, this is out of the question. Because the Tzelem Elokim is so ruined. So the Gemara says, on the one hand, we would want the Ger Toshuv to observe Shabbos to enhance his observance of Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, there's a problem. So how should we deal with this? So the Gemara has three opinions in the Tanoim. So the first Tanoim is of the opinion that Ger Toshuv has to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. That's Norchi Shoshavas. He should observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. The second Tana is of the opinion that he's not allowed to do that either. He's going to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. It's also a violation of Norchi Shoshavas. He has to observe Shabbos like we would observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana, the first two Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, so we don't pass like them. The Gemara says we pass on Halacha like the third Tana is Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon by Choy. The third Tana says the Noch the Ger Toshuv observe Shabbos like we do b'chol. Means he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. Period. Not allowed. Not even allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. So that's what we said over a couple of weeks ago. We said over from the Avdei Nezer. What's the Nekudas HaMachloikas? So he's the Avdei Nezer has a tshuva in Hilchas Tefillin. That the Hasidim follow the Zohar, that they don't put on tefillah on a Chol HaMoed. So he asked him a question. He was a Hasidish Rebbe, but he was a big goyim. So he asked him a question, but it's a machloikis in Rishaynim, whether Chol HaMoed yimuchu even tefillah not. So let it be a sveka deraisa. So why not put on tefillah a sveka deraisa? So why did they? How did they decide they want to follow the Zohar? The Beis Yosef writes like that. The Beis Yosef writes, we follow the Zohar now that the Zohar was discovered. The Balei Atosis had a machloikis whether he wear tefillah Chol HaMoed, they didn't have access to the Zohar. But now that we have the Zohar available, and the Zohar says you're not allowed to wear tefillah Chol HaMoed, so that's the end of the story. So the Avnei Nezer was asked, why all of a sudden we follow the Zohar? But in Tosis is two opinions. So he says, no, the Babli Paskins like the Zohar. And which Babli? So he said, this Gemara. He says, what was the machloikis Satanoin? Whether they, on the one hand, we want to get Toshav to enhance his observance of Avodah Zarah and not worshiping Avodah Zarah by observing Shabbos, because Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos Dina Kavod Avodah Zarah. So observing Shabbos enhances your observance of non-worshiping Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, Anachrish is Shabbos Chai Misa. So how can you give it eights over here? So the first Tana said, let him observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. How does that solve the problem? So the Avnei Nezer explains, there's a Zohar commenting on the pasuk, "Beni b'emnei Yisrael osi liyolim kishesh yisamim was Hashem as Hashemayim was Haaretz v'goyma." So the Zohar has a comment on that pasuk that runs as follows: the maid who cleans up the house has to have the keys to all the rooms. She has to have access to all the rooms. The maid in the royal palace has to have the keys to all the rooms, including the bedroom. So the maid has to go in to clean up. What if the maid will barge into the bedroom and open up the door when the king and the queen are together in bed? So the king is going to behead her. What do you come in now? You're barging in on my privacy with the queen. So he's going to behead her. So the Zohar comments on the pasuk, Shabbos is an ois about the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give Shabbos to the Yom Tov. It was only given to the Jewish people. So the first Tana is of the opinion that Nachrish is Shabbos, Chayev Misa, because Shabbos is a noise. Yom Tov is not a noise. Shabbos is a noise. It says, Beinim b'min Yisrael, Oisi li'olam, Shabbos is a noise. So if the Nachrim will observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, everything will be fine. They will have, if the Ger Toshuv will observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, everything will be fine. He will have enhanced his observance of the Avodah Zarah Yisr, and he will not be a violation of Beinim B'Emin Yisrael Oisei Liyolam, because only Shabbos is a nois. The second Tana disagrees, says, not true. Yom Tov is also a nois, not only Shabbos. But Chol HaMoed is not a nois. And then the third Tana, the first two Tanaim is a question who said what? Which is Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, different Girsas, Davnei Nezer, has a whole discussion of the Girsology over there. But it doesn't matter, it's irrelevant, because the Gemara be passing like the third Tana is Reb Shimon by Choy. So the third Tana is Reb Shimon, he says, even Chalamoid is also an ois. If the Ger Toshav will observe Shabbos, like the Jews observe Chalamoid, that'll also be oisi. Beni Marisol, oisi the Yom, also a violation. The ois is only for the Jewish people, and not for the Yom HaSoylem. So the Avnei Nezer says, what's the whole Machlokes in Tosfos, whether you like Tefillin on a Chalamoid or not? Because it says, "Shartim lo sal yadecha," you only have to put on tefillin on the weekdays to the exclusion yotz shabbos. So you time sheim atzmamoyis. So the two opinions in Tosfos are whether chalamoid has the status of an ois or not. So he says that's the machlokes hatanoim, whether ois is only on Shabbos or ois is even on yontav, or ois is even on chalamoid. And the Babli paskins there increases daf tesam and aleph halachik Rabbi Shimon that the ger toshav can only observe Shabbos Kisrael B'chol. He's not going to observe Shabbos even like Chalamoid, because Chalamoid is also nice. So he says, so the Gemara, the Talmud Babli Paschim like the Zohar. The Talmud that's Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon B'chol is the author of the Zohar. It's the same Tana. So he says, that's why. That's why we don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid. Not because of the Zohar, because the Babli Paschim is like the Zohar. It's not that we decided on our own. So that's what Tosfos Masig and Rashi. Rashi understood on our daf, Vinofish ben Amoscha vehager, Vinofish ben Amoscha zenisir amirali akum deraisa, and an eved kenaini shalom all the tovel. It's not chayvin mitzvus kiyusha. So that's amirali akum deraisa. The hager means that the ger toshav has to observe Shabbos, period. So Tosfos says, what is he talking about? It's against the maskonas agamara increases. The Gemara says, beferish increases. The three tanaim, they were all pushing in that direction. They were all interested in being mechayev the ger toshav to observe Shabbos, but to observe Shabbos fully is out of the question. So the first Tana says, let him observe Shabbos like we observe Yontav. The second one says, let him observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamoid. Maskana was, we don't paskin like either. We paskin like Rab Shimon. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos. How can Rashi interpret in our Gemara that the ger toshav has to observe Shabbos? The Tosfos says, no, the simple pshat is, it's the same as the Eved Shalom Mabitov. Minofish ben Amascha means, it's Amir Eliyakim Deraisa by an Evik 90. So, the Enofshet Ben Amoscha V'Hager, there's an Issa Amir Eliyakim by a Ger Toshav. The Gemara never meant to say the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. Just like we're not allowed, Evet Shlomov V'Tovel doesn't have to observe Shabbos. An Evet Shemol V'Tovel. That's Leman Yenuch Abduch Amamoscha Ko Moicha. That's an Evet Shemol V'Tovel. Ko Moicha. He has to keep Shabbos like we do, because he's Chai V'Mitzvus Ki'isho. But Vinofish ben Amoscha v'Hager goes on Amir Eliyakim. So both of them are Amir Eliyakim deraisa. Amir Eliyakim deraisa on a Eved Shalom all the Tovah, but I own him. The Hager goes on a Ger Toshav. That's a din of Amir Eliyakim deraisa. That's what Tosfos says. Here, Rav Kook has a famous tshuva. Rav Kook was originally moved from Europe. First, he was a rav in Europe. And then when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he became the rabbi in Yafo. Before Rav Kook was a big Talmud Chacham who put out the Siddur HaGrah. He was a Grah fan. He was very much into Kabbalah. He's a big tzaddik. So when the people needed a Het Mechira, when they started the kibbutzim at the end of the 1800s, the first kibbutz that was sponsored what's his name, from France?
Rothschild.
So I think he lived in Frankfurt still. The children moved to France later on. So the original Rothschild, Ansel Rothschild, so originally it was a Frumah Moshav, Maskeret Batya, it was a Frumah Moshav. And they were observing all the dinim, and they used to send the major shadows, they used to send letters to Europe. But then the daily shot is that Bosa B'chal B'shal Hilchas Nida, they couldn't wait till they had an answer from Europe in the mail. They used to go to the Badats, they asked them. So then, after a couple of years, they stopped sending letters to the Rabbanim in Europe. They came from Lithuania. And they asked all the Shadas from the Badats, from Neda Haredes. So the Rabbanim from Neda Haredes told them, in another 2 years, it's going to be Shemitah, you're not allowed to have any Het Mechira. You shouldn't have. So then the Rabbanim in Europe didn't realize that they already had a Pesach. So they put together a whole Het Mechira. Then they said, we can't use it. The Rabbanim from the Badats told us already we can't use it. So Rothschild was very upset. Why they didn't use the Het Mechira? It's a perfect Heter. parents, and he's going to have to shell out more money to support them because they're not going to have any parnasa during the Shnas HaShmita. Some of the behemoths died that year, and some of the children got sick and died because Rothschild didn't want to pay for the doctor coming. So it was a disaster. So it was a big mistake. They should have relied on the Heter Mechira. So the Badatz told them, another 7 years, go for the Heter Mechira, but we don't want to touch it. Go to the Rav in Yafo. He's a big tzaddik. So he was the Shegetz, so he made the Heter Mechira for them. So then when Rav Kook came from Europe, whoever gets the job has the obligation to take care of the Heter Mechira. Like whoever is the rabbi in the Jewish center has to take care of the Erev in Manhattan. Whoever is the rabbi in the Young Israel of Flatbush has to supervise the Erev of Flatbush. That was the Yerusha from the previous rabbi. They were the ones who set it up. So Rav Kook came, he wasn't the one who started the Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira was from the 1600s. The Tzfardish Gedolim came up with this Heter Mechira. And then when it came the end of the 1800s, when the Jews moved back to Eretz, they saw you need a Heter Mechira. So the Rav, so the Badatz, when the Eilat HaRedis told the people from Maskeret Batya, go to the Rav in Yafo, he'll do it. We don't want to touch it. So when Rav Kook became the Rav in Yafo, he had no choice. So many of the Gedolim were opposed, in the Tziv, and the Chazanish, and many others, and between them are very opposed to the Heter Mechira for various reasons. So some of them tied it like this. The whole Heter Mechira is based on the assumption that Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, so therefore Yesh Kinyan Anochri L'Havkiyah. Based on the Gemara in Gittin, the end of Perek HaShaleach, the last couple of daf in Perek HaShaleach. Whenever you're dealing with dinim deraisa, we say ein kinyan anochri l'hafkiyah. If you sell a land to a non-Jew, the kedusha sarts is still there. All the mitzvot tlis bar still apply. Whenever they do, when it's only Syria, it's only the rabbanim. So then you say yesh kinyan anochri l'hafkiyah. So the laws of mitzvot tlis bar don't apply. That's what it's based on. So the nitziv made fun and he said they're careful. They don't want to violate. And he said the rabbanim of shmita bezman hazeh. It's only the Rabbanon, so that's why they go and they sell the land, the Moshav, the kibbutz. They sell it to a guy, so in their haste to avoid violating Nisa the Rabbanon, they go and they violate Nisa the Reis. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Lo Sechanim. And it's a difficult Pasuk, we don't know how to translate Lo Sechanim. So we learned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof and Aleph, has three levels of interpretation, and we accept all three, that all three are Din the Reis. The one din is lasitan lahem chayin. Lo yisachayin beinechem. Lo yisachanim miloshem chayin. You're not allowed to praise a nochri. The other pshat, miloshem chinam. You're not permitted to give a matan chinam to a nochri. And the third pshat, miloshem chanoya. Lasitan lahem chanoya bekarka. You're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. So that's an isa deraisa. So when their interest and their haste, they don't want to violate the isa shmita, b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. That's how Rova Poskim always held. The last Shemitah, they printed Svarim. Now, Shemitah B'zman Hazeh, all of a sudden they're Reis. Okay, they're changing all of history. It was always assumed for many centuries that Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. So that's what the Oleg Dalem assumed. So in order to avoid violation of Shemitah the Rabbanon, they go and they sell a land to a guy, they violate Nisa the Reis. Where's the Seichel? It does make sense. The Oleg Dalem who came up with this idea, they should sell a land to a guy, they had the Mechira. So they all gave explanations why there's no Issa. So many quoted from the Sefer Achinuch that the Yisr Lois Chanim L'Sif Lam Chanoi is only if you give permanent ownership to the non-Jew. But if you're only giving for a year, you only sell the land to the Arab for a year and a half, starts before Shemitah, 3 months before Shemitah, and the Mechira ends 3 months after Shemitah, that's only Mechira this month. So the Sefer Achinuch quotes a Ramban, and that Pasuk Lois Chanim, that there's no violation. Then the Avnei Nezer says a different Heter. Based on a Marsho and Gitni, says that the Yisr Lo Sechanim is, I'm not allowed to give Chanoya Bekarka to the non-Jew to do a Toiva to the non-Jew. You should have an Achiza in Eretz Yisrael. The non-Jew is doing me a Toiva. If I'm not going to sell it, he knows it's a Haram. Everybody knows it's just a Haram. It's like Mechiras Chametz. What? We're doing a Toiva to the non-Jew. The non-Jew is doing us a Toiva. We don't want to get stuck with Bal Yira by Matzah. So the non-Jew buys the Chametz and he sells it back. Is doing us a favor. So the non-Jew who agrees to buy the field, we're not doing him a toiva. Oh, he's proud, he owns a share in Eretz. So he's doing a favor to the religious Jews that he buys the field from us. And Avnei Nezer thinks that that's why it's mutter. So the Nitziv didn't go for the Oset and the Chazanish. They didn't like it. They thought,
according to the Nitziv and the Chazanish, would there be a problem with the Piras Chometz in Eretz Yisrael that the Kinyan Akuf is no good?
Yeah, there would be a problem. Sure. You wouldn't be allowed to. You wouldn't be allowed to do a kinyan aga, right? We'd make six kinyanim when we sell a chametz. So two of the kinyanim are kinyan agav and kinyan chotzer. We rent the room in which the chametz is located, and then agav, the renting of the room, we sell the chametz to the goy. Because there are some who say agav is only the rabbanon and the kinyan was never instituted, Tosfos Bava Kamma says on Daf Yud Aleph, agav is only the rabbanon. So the Tosfos says maybe agav is only instituted the rabbanon for Jews. Maybe on behalf of an Anshu, maybe they never made the takana of agav. So we do additional kinyanim. So we do a kinyan chotzer. And there are some who hold, the Tzoyz quotes the Rabbi Shmuel Kaidanover, the Brichas HaZevach, who lived in the 1500s. So the Brichas HaZevach holds that kinyan chotzer doesn't work by a nochri, because chotzer min tam shluchas, rabbi, and shluchas a nochri. So that's why we do six kinyanim, because each kinyan has a pikpuk on it. So if it's in Eretz Yisrael, according to them, you wouldn't be allowed to do these two kinyanim. You'll only have to make the other four. You wouldn't be allowed to do the two kinyanim where you're required to rent to the nochri. That's a shaila whether the iser of loyser chanim.
Isn't there a problem with chametz is done in rishos?
I don't think so. If I have chametz that belongs to a nochri, and I make a mechitza gevaya asara tochim, so there's no there. I said there's no drama. It doesn't belong to me. There's no chashash that I'm going to eat it. Yeah. So in Eretz Yisrael Taka, they shouldn't be allowed to make six kinyan. They should have to leave that too. If you're concerned about this, whoever doesn't hold from the head, whoever holds that it's an Iser of Lois Echanim, so that's a question, whether Lois Echanim only goes if you sell the land to a Nachri, what if you rent? I have a hotel and I rent to a Nachri, is that also an Iser? So that's a shayla of the Rambam and the Ravid, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, whether Lois Echanim, the Israeli Ministry of Tourism advertises all over the world, and there are many more Christians touring Eretz Yisrael than there are Jews. Many, many more Christians. So they always advertise for the Christians in Europe to come visit Bethlehem and the site by Yoshke walked and so on and so forth, and they are attracting the non-Jews. So this is a question, is this permissible to encourage non-Jews to tour Eretz Yisrael and to stay at the hotels? Maybe that is also a violation of Lois Echanim. And maybe it's only Lois Echanim if you actually give ownership in the karka. So that's a discussion, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So the responsibility of taking care of the Heta Mechira fell upon Rav Kook, because when he came from Europe, he took over the Rabbanus in Yafo, and the previous rabbi, he was the one who put out the Siddur Agroah, Big Mekubal. Hertz, yeah, I think his name is Naftali, yeah, I think so. So Rav Kook became obligated. So he took the Heta Mechira. So when he was still in Yafo, he writes in his Sefer Shabbos HaOretz, all about the Heta Mechira for Shemitah. He writes that one of the Rabbanim in his Bezdin suggested, I forgot the name because I never heard of him, so it didn't register by me. It wasn't a famous name. So one of the Rabbanim suggested, and that's what they followed, that Chumrah, that instead of selling to a Christian Nochri, they should sell to a Muslim. What does it make a difference? Because the Muslims, we know, subscribe, the Christians worship the Trinity. So they worship Baba Nizar. The Muslims are Unitarians. And they all know, the Muslims all know that you have to observe Abu Dizar, Gilera, Shvichas, Dami, Gezel, Dinim, Evinachai. They all subscribe. Sometimes they violate it. Sometimes the Jews violate it also, but they all subscribe to that. So maybe the Muslims have a din of a Ger Toshav, and a Ger Toshav does not. Why is it called a Ger Toshav? Once he's Mekabel Shevet Mitzvahs in the presence of Shloshi Yisraelim, Imcha Yesha Bikir Becha. That's why it's called the Ger Toshav. The din. You're not allowed to sell property to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Not allowed to rent. Not allowed to let Jews come in. Doesn't apply to a Ger Toshav. That's why it's called Toshav. He's permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what one of the Rabbanim and Rav Kook's Bezdin suggested. And that's from that time on, that's what they do. When they do the Heta Mechira, in order to avoid violation, not only do they rely on the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rabbi Nezer and whatever, all the others Tzadim Hakol, they have this Tziruf also, that they're selling to a Ger Toshav, so the Yisr of Lois Echanim doesn't apply. But the problem is, the Gemara says, Beferish, and the Rambam quotes in this Gemara in Bav Metzia, in the end of Perek HaZov, that Eim Mekablim Ger Toshav Ela Bizman Shal Yovel Noi. And Mizmana said the Yovel is not Noig. The Yovel is only Noig when you have Rav Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. Kshrosim Dror Ba'aris L'chol Yosheveha, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. The Liberty Bell was commissioned by the Jews of Pennsylvania. They had it made in Europe, and they wanted this pasuk written on because they were very happy that they have freedom of religion. And then when they delivered the bell to America, so all the 13 colonies thought it was such a nice idea, so they all adopted it. It should represent the theme of all of the colonies, not just Pennsylvania. But originally it was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania. So that pasuk is an important pasuk. The Kerosim Darabaritz L'chol Yashvel, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. What does it mean, L'chol Yashvel? So Gemara says in the end of Erchin, the laws of Yovel only apply when the majority of the world Jewish population lives in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says you need a little more than that. Now in the newspapers they keep on writing, in another couple of years they predict that more than 50% of world Jewry will live in Eretz Yisrael. It's still not called Kol Yisrael Eling. It's not like it says in the newspapers. Gemara says even if all the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, it's only called Kol Yisrael Eling if everybody knows that they're from Shevet Binyamin, they're living together. The Shevet Zvulun is living together. The Shevet Yisachar is living together. Nobody knows who belongs to any Shevet, Bizmana says. So that's not going to, even when all the Jews will move back to Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be considered Kol Yashvel Halev. That's what we assume, that when Mashiach comes, it says Mashiach will identify, either Eliyahu HaNavi is going to identify. The Mishnah says Eliyahu HaNavi will identify who's a Kohen, who's a Levi, he'll identify all the different Shvatim. So then it'll be Kol Yashvel Halev. Then they'll make a new Chalukah to Eretz Yisrael. It won't be like the old chalukah. It'll be a new, totally different chalukah. That's what it says in the end of Sefer Yecheskel. And then you'll have Kol Yashvei Olam, when you have the majority of world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael. And Kol Echad Yechad Makar Es Chalka. Kol Echad Yechad Makar Es Mekomer. Everybody knows where Shevet is from. So then you have the dinim of Yovel. So the problem was, what do we gain? What do we think we're gaining by selling Eretz Yisrael to a Muslim as opposed to a Catholic? The Catholics are over the Avodah Zarah, so they you can't call them Ger Toshav. The Muslims subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Enoch, so you call them Ger Toshav. No, you have to have Kabbalah in the presence of three Jews. The Muslims didn't. No one was Mekabel. And it's only Noig Bizman Shah Yovel Noig. Bizman Hazeh, there is no Yovel. So there's no din of Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. So the Ravid, when the Rambam quotes this din, in Perek Yudal and Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Rambam Hilchas Yisuri Bia quotes the prohibition of intermarriage, and then he quotes the dinim if a ger, if a non-Jew converts, he's Jewish, then there's no prohibition of intermarriage. And he says, by the way, there's another din of a Ger Toshav. There's a Ger Tzedek and there's a Ger Toshav. He explains what the difference is. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara Kipshuto, the simple din. Ein ayovam, ein ger toshav noig, elu bizman shel yovel noig. So there's a long ravid over there. Usually when you see a machlok is the Rambam and the ravid, so usually you think off the bat the ravid is right. The Rambam is a shverer Rambam, and the ravid is usually right. The Rambam is against the Gemara. So you have to stand on your head, the Rambam paskan like Yerushalmi, he had a different girsa, had a different maskana, whatever. Here, the Rambam just quoted the Gemara. Rambam is innocent. And the Ravid has a whole fantastic, unbelievable interpretation. Rav Elbele talks about it on the last page earlier. The Ravid has a different shot. Bizman, the Ger Toshav, even Bizman Hazeh. But Bizman Shah Yovel Noig, then you have certain Chumris. And the Ger Toshav, Bizman Shah Eina Yovel Noig, then you have Kulis. You can have a Ger Toshav, you can be Mekabel Ger Toshav today also, but he won't have all the Chumris that we have. A whole different interpretation. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is like the Rambam, though, that you can't be Mekabel Ger Toshav at all. So that's where Rav Kook quotes all of this from this Dayan and his Bezna and Yafo. So he says, what are we gaining by introducing this Hidur in the Het Mechira? Every 7 years, when Shemitah rolls around again, so they always introduce Nuchumris into that. The Het Mechira originally started in the 1600s. If anyone would do the Het Mechira today like they did then, they would put them in Chira. The way they did it then was scandalous. No one understands how they rented it. The whole thing is episode, not to be believed. So over the years, they improved it a thousandfold over. And every last Shemitah, Rabbi Yashiv threw in some chumras. And the Shemitah before, Rabbi Yashiv threw in another couple of chumras. Every Shemitah, someone comes up with another chumras. So the question is, what did we gain by this chumra that Rav Kook's dayan introduced? We should sell mahadah, sell it to a Muslim, as opposed to selling to a Catholic. The Catholic is a violation of lois hacharim, and the Muslim is a gertosh, but there's no gertosh of his manazah. So Rav Kook explains, and he has a long tshuva also, not just in the Shabbos Arv. He has in his tshuvas as well. Maybe that halacha that you can't be mekabel a gertoshav, that's if you don't know who he is, and you have to be mekabel a gertoshav, he has to appear in the presence of the Bezna of three, and he has to convince us that he's really interested in observing the Shevi Mitzvah Ben Enoch. But this is a Dovi Yadua Mefursim. Everybody knows that the Muslims subscribed to monotheism and to the Shevi Mitzvah Ben Enoch. So if it's a Dovi Yadua Mefursim, maybe you don't have to be mekabel. So that didn't a mekablam ger toshav v'zmancha. Let's say there was a ger toshav who was mekabel ger toshav v'zmancha yovel was noig, and then the yovel was nizbatim. So he loses his status as a ger toshav. He really was a ger toshav from before. The din is v'zmancha ena yovel noig. It's the same gemara. He can't have an eved ivri. If a person was an eved ivri before, then the yovel was nizbatim. He doesn't go free. He doesn't become his status of eved ivri doesn't disappear. Doesn't vanish into thin air. He can't sell an Eved Ivri. But if he already became an Eved Ivri from before, he remains an Eved Ivri from before. So the same will be if you had a Ger Tosha before, then the Yovel was cancelled for some reason or another. He remains a Ger Tosha. So it's just that then you can't be Mekabel a Ger Tosha Bizman Sheni Yovonoi. So this Dayan of Rav Kook made a suggestion. If it's a Dovi Yadua Mefursim that the Muslim was all subscribed to the Shevi Mitzvahs Ben Erech, and their monotheists, you don't have to be Mekabel them. It's like Mekubel V'yoymin. So that's an interesting svara, but then it's going to cause you problems. You can't use a Muslim as a Shabbos guy. Because the whole heter of Amir Aliyakum, the Makam Mitzvah Derabbi, Makam Chalushim B'Sakana, Tzar Balichayim, and the farms to milk the cow, all the heterim are based on the assumption that Amir Aliyakum is only the Rabbanon, Sahemam of Hemamru. But if you're going to tell me that a Muslim is Dina Ke Ger Toshav, and Ger Toshav is the Din Deraisa, of Amir Eliyakum. Menafish ben Amoscha v'Hager is an Issa deraisa of Amir Eliyakum by Nebuchadnezzar or the Hager by the Ger Toshav. So the no heterim, the only heter, will be a suffix sakon. But they use the Muslims in Eretz Yisrael as the Shabbos goy. They turn on the lights, they turn off the lights, they take care of the babies, everything. So then Rav Kook has to kvetch. So he says, no, the definition of Ger Toshav for the purposes of Im Chayeshe Bikir Becho, definition of Ger Toshav with respect to the din of Lois Echanim is different from the definition of Ger Toshav for Shabbos, for Amir Eliyakim. For Shabbos, it depends on the rules and regulations. Emel Kabin Ger Toshav, Elav Izman Shah Yodondoik. But when you get to the other din of Ger Toshav, it's not the same gather of Ger Toshav. Since the whole reason why Leyesh will be Artsacha, Pen Yachti, Wais Chali. You're not allowed to let a Nochri live in Eretz Yisrael because they cause you to sin. But if he's a Ger Toshav, everybody knows that he keeps the Shevet Mitzvah Menoch. Zimcha Yeshav Bikei Becha. We call him a Ger Toshav. We do allow him. We do permit him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Benigeya to the din of Leyeshva Biartzecha Loisachonim, then we say the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav. Benigeya to the Shabbos guy, they don't have a din of Ger Toshav. So that's already a chapel to split to say Benigeya to this din, Benigeya to that din. I never looked through Rav Kook's tshuvas. I remember once when we were learning Arachayim in the yeshiva, Rav Soloveitchik was giving shiurim. So the students asked him, should we use Rav Kook's tshuva? So he said, he doesn't understand what Rav Kook is talking about. Rav Kook writes in a difficult style. His philosophy, his machshav is very difficult. But his tshuvas are very easy. Rav Kook said, I don't know what to recommend to you. I don't understand Rav Kook's style. So I never looked in Rav Kook's one. But there's one of the Talmid HaChachamim in the yeshiva told me many years ago, he wanted to know what style Rav Kook had in the tshuvas. He went through a lot of the tshuvas. He says, all the tshuvas are classical standard style. In fact, they quote in the biography of the Chazon Ish that when people would be learning in Panevish, they would be learning Yeridei, they were learning Shulchan Aruch to become Dayanim and Rabbanim. He would recommend they should look through Rav Kook's tshuvas because he has very normal style, very classical style tshuvas. So this Talmid Chacham, a little older than me, his Talmid Chacham told me that he looked through a lot of Rav Kook's tshuvas and they're all standard classical style, except for this one where he splits hairs between the Ger Toshav and the Ger Amir Eliyakim on Shabbos and the Ger Toshav and the Ger to the Heta Mechira. He says, obviously he was under such shas hadchak, he writes himself, he's under pressure and he has to come up with a Heta. He used to recommend to farmers, whoever can avoid Heta Mechira should do so. They shouldn't rely on the Heta Mechira. Rav Kook himself recommended like that. Now somebody is after Rav Kook passed away, so now all the people from America, so Rav Kook, they hold some mitzvah to rely on Het HaMechira, because you have to support Rav Kook. You have to show that Rav Kook was right. And Chacham Avadya served as the chief rabbi. So he did the Het HaMechira. That's the honorable job of the chief rabbi, to do the Het HaMechira. So he has tshuvas like, it's a mitzvah to rely on the Het HaMechira. And he demolishes anybody who says otherwise. He has a whole tshuva. And Chelek Ches, I think, where he says, nothing wrong with Het HaMechira, perfectly. Het HaGomer L'Chatchila. Rav Kook himself never said like that. So that's a little gekvetched to say that the two dinim of a ger toshev geftish, definition of a ger toshev benegeh to the din of imcha yeshev biker becha, is not going to be identical with the definition of a ger toshev benegeh to the din of amir liyakum that it's an isa deraisa. How many halachas are there where ger toshev is different from everybody else? There aren't so many dinim. We already did half of the story. There's a din of ger toshev benegeh to amir liyakum deraisa, and a din of ger toshev of imcha yeshev biker becha. There's no isa of lo sechonim. How many other dinim are there by ger toshev? The Gemara says, mitzvah lahachayoso, mitzvah to give him parnosa, if he needs tzedakah. Some Gedolim read a line in the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that mitzvah lahachayoso means you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos of pikuach nefesh of a ger toshev. That's very questionable whether the Ramban ever said that, and it's questionable whether the din is so or not. There used to be a Rabbi Price in Toronto. He's a big Talmud Chachma, and one of his svarim, he wrote big, voluminous svarim, commentaries on the Smag. So in his first Sefer, I think, he has this whole argument. He thinks that that's how he's supposed to read the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Pikoch Nefesh of a Ger Toshev is Decha Shabbos, that's called Mitzvah L'Hachiyos. The simple reading in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says Mitzvah L'Hachiyos means to give him tzedakah, if he needs tzedakah. And the Ramban also, the simple reading in the Ramban doesn't necessarily say that. Doesn't really say that. That's what he felt. He thought that that's what the Ramban was saying. That's questionable. So mitzvah l'achiyosu is a gemara. Ger toshev has a unique status. Then there's a Mishnah Makis about a ger toshev. Sometimes it goes to Ori Miklot. A nachri shoharag b'shoigig doesn't go to Ori Miklot. Nachri shoharag b'shoigig says it's chay misa. But a ger toshev shoharag b'shoigig goes to the Ori Miklot based on psukim and chumash.
Is that only if he kills another ger toshev?
If he kills a ger toshev, yeah. If he kills a nachri, not. If he kills a ger toshev or a Jew, then he goes to, I think the Mishnah says like that. Ger toshev go l'ayidei ger toshev, not l'ayidei nachri. Yeah. That's the Mishnah. There aren't too many more dinim. That's what Rav Avel has on the last page in the Sefer. He's trying to fish around how many dinim are there, how many special halachas are there where the ger toshev has a special status.
At the end of Maruba, I think on Daf Pebez, the Rambam quotes in Perek Zion, a base of the Chira, that even though a Ger Toshev is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, he's not allowed to live in Yerushalayim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Ravid quotes a Sifrei that are not allowed to live, they're only allowed to live on farms, not allowed to live in the cities. And Mizman Shein HaYavol Noeg, then the din of Ger Toshev doesn't apply. So the Ravid says, not that there's no Ger Toshev, there is a Ger Toshev, but the Chumra doesn't apply. We can have a Ger Toshev today, and he may live even in the cities. Because the whole Mizman Shein HaYavol Noeg, the Kedusha there itself is lower, so there's no prohibition against the Ger Toshev living in the cities. He can live on the farm or in the cities. That's the Ravid's new interpretation. The Ravid reinterpreted the whole Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara is like the Rambam. That's what the Rebbe writes. The Posh B'shan the Gemara is like the Rambam. The Ravid is a Mechudish Dikah B'shan. Okay, so this is quite an important Gemara. Again, that the prohibition of Amir Eliyakum is a Shvus, and they have a whole list of 10 Heterim, 10 Kulas. That's only by a plain Nochri. But there is some Nochrim where Amir Eliyakum is their Eisa. When is that? Minofish ben Amoscha v'Hager. If it's Amir Eliyakum on an Evet K'naini, if he's an Eved K'naini, Shemal V'Tobal, so he's Chai V'Mitzvah's Ki'isha. That's the other Pasuk. L'man Yonuch Abduch HaMoscha K'amoicha. He's Mechiv in Shabbos like you. Mechiv in Mitzvah's Ki'isha. So this Pasuk, V'Nafesh Ben HaMoscha, goes on Amir Eliyakim on an Eved Shalai Mal V'Tobal. How does such an animal exist? According to Rabbi Kiva, you mevatel the mitzvah of being Mal V'Avodim. So he said, you bought the Eved late Bein HaShmoshes on Friday. He didn't have a chance to be Mal him and to be Tovel him yet. So then you have the pasuk v'nafesh ben amoscha. So that's amir liyakum deraisa on an eved k'naini. We assume it's only eved k'naini. a salaried nochri, even though yad poel ki yad balabais, and the poel in a certain sense like an eved, but not benegir. Most of the achranim hold not benegir to this din. Minority opinion holds that in amir lenochri, where you salary him, it would be an isa deraisa. And Mishnah Berurah says that most achranim reject that. And then minafish ben amascha, the hager goes on a ger toshav. Then amir leachman a ger toshav is an isa deraisa. And that's the question: can we have a ger toshav is manazet? Maybe you should come up with the. With this suggestion of the Chumrah, that all the Muslims today, it's a double yadua mefursam, that they subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah enough, so maybe they don't have to be Mekabel, so maybe even Mizman Azed, there should be a Nisa Deraisa of Amir Lach, so Rav Kook was Mekal on that. He's Mekal on both sides.
Can we say that the Muslims are really observing the Sheva Mitzvahs if they have different exceptions? Like for Lotirtzach, they might say that they.
The mitzvah
cases,
to kill the Jews.
Right, so.
Also a problem. Could be Rav Kook was talking about the Arabs in his time. Maybe, I don't know, the Arabs in his time also, they made the pogrom in Hebron. They made the pogrom. I don't know. This had the Mechira, this was probably written before the pogrom in Hebron. I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was written when he was in Yafo. Way before. Yeah, pogrom in Hebron was later when he was a chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Could be it was only when they were peaceful with the Jews. So this is quite an important din in the Gemara. Okay. What does the Gemara have later? Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, about 20 lines from the top. Halakech by the tiny letter Gimel from the Ayin Mishmar. Halakech Eved ben Avi Kavim L'Rotza Lomul. The Eved doesn't want to become Chai V'mitzvahs. Megal Galim Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, we give him 12 months. Laimal, at the end of the 12 months, he still refuses to become a ger, chai b'mitzvah skisha, then you got to sell him back to a goy and goodbye. Chazim achlov the kohom. You get rid of him. Amur Rabban kamei de rapope. So the Talmidim, Rabban means the Talmidim, said over this word of Rabbi Shoban Levi to rapope. So they said, keman deloike Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, Rabbi Shoban Levi is not accepting Rabbi Akiva, but we should pass back Rabbi Akiva. We mentioned yesterday, Halacha Rebbe Akiva Mechavero. If the Brice only quotes, Rebbe Akiva disagrees with one Bar Plukta, if it's presented in the Mishnah and the Brice that the Rabbim disagree with him, then we say, Halacha Rebbe Akiva Mechavero, but all Mechaverov. But here it's presented, it's Rebbe Akiva against Rebbe Shmuel. So we're supposed to pass like Rebbe Akiva. So how does Rebbe Shmuel Malevi say, you have 12 months, but Rebbe Akiva says he can't take him at all? So that's what the Talmidim said to Rabbi Papa. Must be commander, look, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Hemekai Mimosa, period. Hemekai Mimosa cloud. Where did he come off to say you have a year? I'm with Rabbi Papa, no, I feel the time Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sometimes does agree. When does he agree? Hanim el hech, the loy paska in the mil, hech, paska in the mil say, paska. What does it mean? What does it mean? See, here, the Rashi and the Taisus have different suggestions. So the first Pshad Rashi suggests is, when I bought the Ebek 90, I said, I can only have an Ebek 90 if he's going to convert and observe mitzvahs kish. He says, no problem. I know all about the Jewish religion. I'm prepared to convert. You're good? So, I want to do the bris milah today. Give me a week. Give me a day. Okay, give him a day or two. And every day he keeps on pushing off. But in principle, he agreed that he's going to be molded tova l'shem Ebek 90 to be chai mitzvahs kish. Then he keeps on pushing up. So that Rabbi Akiva will also agree to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He keeps on stalling off. Whatever, he's afraid of the bris milah. Okay, whatever, he keeps on stalling off. So you give him up until Yud Beis Chodesh. But if day number one he says, no, I want to buy him as an Ebek 90. I say, but he can only have an Ebek 90 if he's going to observe mitzvah. He said, that's not for me. So I'm not allowed to buy him, period. That's the end of the story. Rabbi Akiva is right. You're not allowed to buy an Ebek 90 if he tells you up front that he's not going to be mekabel on mitzvah, not going to observe mitzvah's kish. But if he tells me yeah, and he keeps on stalling off, if nispayes his gayer, vachachachazabo, he keeps on stalling off, so then you give him up until a year. That's the one pshat in Rashi. Yeah. Then Rashi's second pshat is, if milachatchile, when I bought the Eved Kenaini, he said, I don't want to convert. So I say, okay, I'll buy you and you won't convert. So then Rabbi Akiva will agree that I'm not in violation of the mitzvah. The mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lama Lavadov, that's only if I buy him as an Eved. But if he tells me he doesn't want to convert, so Rashi says, I'm only buying Kisacha B'Alma. That's what he raised the question yesterday. How do you distinguish between a Kisacha B'Alma and an Eved? I don't know. The Rashi in the second shot, Lishnachrina, first part was Loshan Moiri, heard from his Rebbe. Second shot, Lishnachrina, other said shot, that if I buy him in advance, and I say, okay, I'm buying him, and the understanding is that he's not going to be mol v'tov al Hashem Eved, he won't be chayv in mitzvahs. So then Rabbi Kiva agrees that he's only socha b'yama, he's a poil, and he's not dina kebet, so it's not, I'm not mevatel mitzvah. But it's not a smart idea to have him around the house for more than 12 months. So then you should get rid of him. But up until the 12 months, that's been missing. So according to the second shot in Rashi, that's the same as the next Gemara. Where's the next Gemara? Let's see the next one. Amr Avkana, Amrita, the Shmaita, Kameh, the Rav Zvid, Minado. He told over this din, what Rav Papa just said, that even Rav Akiva agrees that sometimes you can, either if the Eved keeps on stalling off, so then you can keep him up until he promised that he's going to, he agreed that he's going to convert the Shem Eved, or I bought him Melech HaTchila ala tonight at night. So Rav Kana says, I told over this word that Rav Papa said to Rav Zvid ben Ador, and Amale, he said, isn't it against the Braisa? The Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel, confronted Rabbi Akiva, and he said, how can you say that it doesn't exist? There is never an Eved Kenaini who's loy mol v'tov al Hashem avdus. It doesn't exist because it's prohibited. You're not allowed to have an Eved Kenaini who's not going to be Mekai. You're mevatel mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. So Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Kiva, so what do you do with the pasuk Yinofesh ben Amoscha v'Hager? The pasuk talks about Amir Liyakim deraisa by an Eved Kenaini. If he's mol v'tov al, so that's mamish, he's chayv mitzvus keisha. So the pasuk Yinofesh ben Amoscha goes, he's loy mol v'tov al. So you see, such a thing exists. So Rabbi Kiva answered, kan Eved Kenaini ben Ashmosh, the last minute. He didn't have a chance. Why do you have to give such a fakvechta answer? Anukimta answer. You should have said, he made it tonight in the first place. Or the Eved promised he's going to be Mobatov and it keeps on stalling up. So he just gave, according to the first part of Rashi, according to the second part of Rashi, whatever. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva answer that? So that's what Rav Zvid ben Ador argued. Amalei, Rav Zvid ben Ador argued to Rav Kana, and he said, Ihochi, if Rav Papa is right, then Rabbi Akiva would agree. Kamalei, Rabbi Akiva lokecha ben Ashmashes. Why Rabbi Akiva give such a fakvechta answer? That the pasuk in the Chumash, v'inafish ben Amascha goes, in such a rare case, Lushani Leho, why doesn't he give this answer? Why does he give this Alakech Eved Ben Ashmashes? Everything more Chod Mitrei Taimi Kama. And Achanami could have given that answer, he gave another answer. Chod Mitrei Taimi Kama. He gave one of two answers. Let's see the next Gemara. Shalach Rab Mishmei de Rabbi Eloi V'char Bas Amle Mishmo. That what? Ezra Averol Shemuta Lekaimo. When is it permissible? If you bought him and you made such a clause, Melech HaTchil is mutter. Why? So Rashi said, because I only bought him as a socher. I didn't buy him as an Eved, I only bought him as a socher. Amur Rabbanan Kameh de Rapapa, the Talmid told Rapapa what Rabbi Loi said. So they suggest, isn't it command the Loi, Kereb Akiva? It's against Rabbi Kiti, Kereb Akiva, and Mekai Mimosa Klal. You're not allowed to have him around. What is Rabbi Loi is telling us? If you make a tanai milchatchilis mutar amal rapapa, I feel the time I became a hechad lo asni bade. I will hechad asni. If you made it tonight, then it's good. Amar Rav Kana, and now Rav Kana says on the comment of rapapa, I'm read to the shmain to come at the Rav Zvid min ador. Same as before, I told over Rav Zvid what rapapa said. Amalin, he asked me akasha, isn't it against the brisa? Rabbi Shmuel confronted Rabbi Akiva, and he asked him, according to you, that no such eved exists who's loy mol v'tovol. Whenever you have an eved kenani, you have to be mol v'tovol right away. So when is there an iser amir liyakim deraisa on an eved kenani v'nafish ben amoscha? How do you read the pasuk? So Rabbi Akiva answered ben hashmasha. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Zvid min ator, ihochi ki komale, if you are right that if you bought a melech hatchila ki asni asi, if you made such a tanai, is okay, you only bought him as a socher, not as an eved. So, ki kamalei Rabbi Akiva b'lekecha ben Ashmash l'iskul mulai l'shane leho. Why doesn't he give you your answer? Freg di gemar v'litai meich. You hold that that's a kasha. L'shane lei hach. Why don't you give the previous answer? that the Gemara said before Paschal and Mosel or Paschal and Mosel. The answer is Chad Mitreya last time he came. Rabbi Kiva gave one answer out of three. He could have given three suggestions. So he gave one answer. He couldn't give another two answers. What are the other two answers? What are the other two answers? So according to one pshat and Rashi, the first answer, Paskula Milse, and the second answer, Tanai, are exactly the same thing. No? Rashi says, Lishna achreina hamiladeh mekayimim hecha de le pasak le milse, she mekayim stam. Ava hecha de pasak, if he bought him amanas kein, isn't it the same answer as the second one? So what does the Gemara say? Chodem etreit plas time ikom. What are the three answers? There were only two answers. Well, okay, Chavit ben Ashmashis is what Rabbi Kiva answered. The entire answer was, if he makes it tonight, melech hatchila is mutter. According to the first pshat and Rashi, Loshen Moiri, that was a separate answer. If the Eved promised, and it, when I bought the Eved, he promised me he's going to be Mother Tovel, but he has to have a little time. He wants to read the books about Judaism to find out what he has to observe. So he keeps on stalling off. So that was another answer. But and that was a totally different answer. If you make it tonight. So I understand what the Gemara says. Chodem etreit last time he come. He gave one out of two or three answers. He could have given one answer or another. But according to the second Mishad and Rashi, isn't it the same as the answer now?
She was with his chadu trei with us. She said chami klas, and then it'd be a kasha. You said one of three, and you say there's two. There's clearly two. It says trei with us.
Yeah.
So it could be there's two, and then there's only two answers.
But what? But it changed the lashon. Before it's the same person as vidmin ador. And Rapapa. So before he said Chodem Etrei, time to come. And now he says Chodem Etrei at last, time to come. That sounds like there's a third answer. There are three good answers. Isn't the second Pshat and Rashi, isn't it exactly the same as this? So how is it one of three answers, one of two answers? I'm not sure.
What's the interim disposition? If it says 12 months, what is he in between the 12 months?
A Goy Gomer. He doesn't want to convert to Shem Ebek Nani. And Rebbe Knani becomes Chayv Mitzvah's Gisha. So Rebbe Kiva claims that it's a bitla mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, if you have an Eved, you have to be Mal. So it's within reason. See, the Eved keeps on stalling up. He says, I want to prepare myself some more. I want to read another book about Judaism. He doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos. He's afraid of the surgery, of the bris milos. He wants to get a better doctor. Every week he gives another teret. So there's a limit up until 1 year. Shtickle teretz for another couple of days, we'll let him get away with it. But for more than a year, it's too much. So that was the one suggestion that the Gemara gave.
And then you can ask him on Shabbos. Then he can be.
No. That's when the pasuk says that. That's a mirror yakum deraisa. After he converts and he's molded tov of the shem eved, then it's mamish lagata. Then it's like a get tzedek. He's an eved knani. He's chayv mitzvus kiisha. But kol zman he's lo molded tov. Then is a goy gomer, but still, it's amir liakim derais. Then the Gemara tells a story: the three Amoraim, Yosef, Rab Chanina bar Papi, Rabami, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila de Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. They were sitting on the porch of Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. The Yasviv Kamer. They were saying over a chunk of history. The Jews had avodim, and they didn't want to be molved tov l'shem eved. The Gilgal Aleihem, they were playing footsie with the Avodim for a whole 12 months until finally the end of the 12 months. They said, you don't want to be Molvet Tovel, we have to sell you back to a good. So they sold them back. The Gilgal Imam Shnei Masel Chodesh, Bechazim Rachel, Lavet Kacham, Kiman, whose opinion, that's a chunk of history. So were they following? Kiman, Kihai Tan and Tanya, Abraisa like that. Alokei Chavid Merav Kacham, Velei Ratzah Lomu, Megagli Medib Beis Chodesh, Shimon Alosa says it's not a smart idea. Ain Mashemosa Beretz Yisrael Mipnei Hepsitar. Maybe in Chutz Lords. But in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Lords, there's Exer the Rabbanon of Tumas Eretz Amim. So everybody's considered as if he's in a cemetery. Because there are, some of the Rishonim say, there are Mesei Mabul. When the Mabul occurred, the Mabul didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin. So the dead bodies from the days of the Mabul strewn all over the world. So wherever you go with Chutz Lords, we declare as if it's a cemetery. And the Gemara, Dimmi de Rabbanan, when there's a cemetery, it's a Dimmi Natar. When you don't know that if there's a cemetery, So you don't have to be concerned. I mean, the Rabbanon, the event, you have to treat it as if it's suffix. Maybe there's a dead body there. So strictly speaking, the Mar says, Kohanim are not allowed to live in Chutzlords. If a Kohen was born in Chutzlords, he's supposed to run to Eretz Yisrael. Why does Manazeh, everybody, all the Kohanim violate the din? So Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page in the Yeridayim, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this din, Kohanim have to leave Chutzlords right away because of the Tumas Aretz Amim. Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Marikash, from one of the Svardashim. His name was Castro, Yankov Castro. So he writes in his commentary on the Yeridayim that Bizman is there, all the Kohanim are noig lahokil on this, they go to Chutzlords, they live in Chutzlords, because of the Ravid, that the Ravid seems to hold that the Kohen is already a Tomei Mace anyway. Let's say the Kohen's father died, and he went to the funeral on Sunday. Let's say he went to the funeral on Monday. So in order to become Tohor, Tumas Mace, you have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So if he went to the funeral on Monday, that's Beheta, Lo Yitama, he has to participate in the funeral of his father. So Hazor Shlishi will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Hazor Shvi will be on Sunday. I gave a mashal, he went to the funeral on Sunday, then Shlishi will be Tuesday, and Shvi will be Shabbos. So that's a din, you're not allowed to do Hazor Shlishi Shvi on Shabbos. And if you do the Hazor, if you went to the funeral on Sunday, did Hazor Shlishi on Tuesday, then you're going to do Hazor Shvi on Sunday. That'll be a machlekes, the Ramam and the Ravid, the two girsons in the Gemara Kiddushin. Is that legitimate or not? When you say Hazor Shlishi Shvi, Hazor Shlishi, that's a guy went to a funeral 20 years ago, and now they have Efer Poradum. So today is called Hazor Shlishi. Shlishi means you have to wait a minimum of 3 days. If you waited 20 years, there's Avadigun. But then when you have Hazor Shvi means you have to make a winim, you have to wait a minimum of 4 more days. And if you wait another 25 years, it's also good. What do you say? No, between the first Hazor Shlishi and the second Hazor Shvi, you cannot have more than 4 days. It has to be exactly. So our Gersa in the Gemara says that it's no good. And the Rambam and the Ravid had two Gersas. I think the Rambam has like our Gersa, and the Ravid have a different Gersa, that it is good. So that's why I gave the Moshul, if they went to the funeral on Monday, because they're going to go to the funeral on Sunday, he's going to have Hazor Shlishi on Tuesday, then he can't have Hazor Shvi on Shabbos, you have to have Hazor Shvi on Sunday. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid will not be good if you had more than 4 day gap between the first Hazor and the second Hazor. So let's say a Kohen went to the funeral, his father passed away, goes to the funeral on Monday, and he's going to need Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So then someone else dies on Monday. Is he permitted to go attend that funeral? He's not prolonging the Yimei Tumah. He's anyway going to have to wait Hazor Shlishi Shvi. If he wants to go to a funeral on Tuesday, his father died, he went to the funeral on Monday. So if someone else is going to have a funeral on Tuesday, so then he's going to prolong the Hazor Shlishi Shvi an extra day. So that's called Moisif Tumah Altamasa. So the rabbi agrees that that's not allowed. But if he wants to touch another mace today, on Monday, he's not prolonging, he may Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So that's a machlekes in Nazir, machlekes Rabbi ben Rav Yosef, and a shayla, the Rambam and the Ravid, how to read the Gemara and what the din is. So the Ravid, the Rambam paskens that it's aser, and the Ravid writes that it's mutter. The Ravid writes that it's mutter if it's the same day. So then the Rishayim add on, the Shilti Gibari Meshvuis adds on, according to the Ravid, that the only time it's forbidden for a Kohen to be Metamel a Mason if he's Mason Tumal Tumasai. So Haint Bizman is there. We don't have any Efer Paraduma. So if the Kohen once went to a funeral because one of the seven relatives died, so for the rest of his life he's going to go to another funeral. There's not going to be Mason Tumal Tumasai. We don't have any Efer Paraduma anyway. So he's not prolonging. He's not. If they would make Efer Para today, so then he could have had Hazor Shlishi today. From the funeral that he went to 20 years ago, his father died 20 years ago, he could have had a Zosh Lishi today, he goes to a funeral, he's prolonging another couple of days. But we don't have any Efer Parah. So according to the Ravid, whenever you're not Moisif Tumal Tumasai, so there's no prohibition, so that's what the Shilti Gibarim says. According to the Ravid, it would be Mutter for Kohanim to be Metam and Amesim as Manazer, because we don't have any Efer Parah, so you're not prolonging the Tumah. So we don't follow the Ravid. We don't permit Kohanim as Manazer to be Metam and Amesim. But since it's that, if there's a real Tumah Deraisa, a Tumah Seretz Amim is only a Chumrim Midirabbanim because of the possibility of the Meisei Mabul. So they rely on the Ravid when they get to this Din Derabbanim. That's what Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Marikash.
There are so many Kohanim, I don't know who, but like the Amoraim, they're probably Amoraim, Tanaim, or Amoraim were Kohanim who lived in Chutz La'aretz. So obviously they felt that they could be Nekel.
I don't know. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin that a Kohen who realized that he's going to Chutz La'aretz, he ran right away to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz.
No, I'm
living. Maybe there was a Shasa Sakona to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Years ago, it wasn't so safe.
Some of them must have moved. No, if they were in the circumstances of Kohanim and living in Chutz La'aretz and between Bayashish and Bayashin.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Two questions. First, if... doesn't the Mishnah in the Makos say that Azushai Shotet Yain Kol Yom Amrlo Atishta Atishta, and then it gives the example of going into the cemetery and says Al Titma, which implies that even though there's no Hazah, he still is getting extra violation just for going in again?
Sounds like the Rambam. That's a strong time. The Mishnah sounds like the Al Titami Al Titami. It sounds like it's all in the same day. I don't know. That's a murder discussion. I don't know.
Also,
yes.
Yeah, so this only works if you first become metamich, like a relative, like a chiyuv, like a kohen is a chiyuv. But let's say a kohen is just born, and then he grows up in Eretz Yisrael. Because if he's born in Chutz La'aretz, then as soon as he's born, then he has that tumah of Chutz La'aretz, so he can't help that. But let's say he's born in Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes into Chutz La'aretz before originally becoming metamich to his father.
Then for sure he did wrong.
Yeah,
that's not permissible. Okay, that everyone agrees not permissible.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't the Gemara in Avodah Zarah say that a Kohen can go to Chutz La'aretz to take things from an Akum?
Since it's only the Rabbanon, so we have certain Kulis. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Tumas Aretz Amim is an Issa the Rabbanon Kal. It's not as Chomer as others, so we're more lenient on this prohibition than on others. That's what the Marikash says also. Here we rely on the Raivit. Normally we don't rely on the Raivit. That Kohanim is Manazer allowed to be Matam Lameis.
Isn't it not clear if
Kibri Akma Matami? Not clear whether Kibri Akma Matami, but Ohel, yeah.
But, so
Tosis raises that question. If the Tumah Saritza Amim, the Tumah Chusla is caused in Mabul, caused in the Mesei Mabul, so what do you mean? The Kohen is not allowed to go, but the worst it can be is Ohel. So Mesei Akma not Matami, but Ohel, so what's the problem? So Tosis in Gittin works on that kash. Taisus in a few places works on that kash. First parak in Gittin, they talk about that kash. That's a good kash. That's a strong point. Yeah. Okay. So the first time Shimon Elazar says, "Ei mash mosel beretz zom nehev sitaris." What does it mean? A nochri min haTorah. Nochri is not mekabel tumah. Period. Until he dies. When he dies, and then he has tumas meis. But the Nochri is not Mekabal Tumah. If the Nochri touches someone else, and Nochri is a Zab, Zab, a Nidhi, or Lattice, Mitzor, whatever, Nochri doesn't have any Tumah. Mid the Rabbanan, Rashi quotes from the Gemara. In the end of the first parak of Masechah Shabbos, Mishnah says that on one occasion, the Beis Shammai rammed through 18 Gzeris. The Beis Shammai were in the majority of Gov the Beis Hillel, and they made Yudches Gzeris all on one day. So one of the Yudches Gzeris was that all the Nochrim are Metame like a Zav. All the Nochrim have a Tumah like a Zav. So this Tana says, all the Nochrim Amitami Kizav. So whatever they're going to touch, they're going to touch food, they're going to touch beverages, they're going to touch kelim, they're going to touch pots and pans. Whatever they're going to touch is going to become Tomei. So in Chutz La'aretz, everybody's Tomei anyway, Tumas Eretz Ami. So you can have a Nochri, you can be Megalgal with the Evet Kanani Nochri for a month. But in Eretz Yisrael, it does make sense. You're going to be Mitami everything. So he says, in Eretz Yisrael, it does make sense. In mashmosa with nehepsetaris, ubira smucha the svar. In mashmosa kolika. And what if you're in Eretz Yisrael? You shouldn't keep them for 12 months. What if you live in Eretz Yisrael in a border city? You shouldn't even have them overnight. You shouldn't have them even for a short period of time. Why? In mashmosa kolika. Why? For security purposes. Shema yishma dover. The Evet Kanani may hear some secret information. That's supposed to be kept secret. He's still a Nachri, he's still hanging around with the Nachri. So it may cause a leak in security. So you shouldn't allow, on the border cities, you shouldn't allow it at all. Then the Perek, the Gemara ends off with a discussion that the Tanaim had. The Tanaim raised the question, why do they suffer so much? So the first Tana says, because before they converted, they're being punished now after they converted for the fact that before they converted, they used to violate the Shabbat mitzvahs enough. The next Tana says, no, the fact that they converted, everything should be wiped off. You really ought to say, Gershon is Gar, Kukot and Shanel Adami. So maybe tomorrow we'll start from this Gershon is Gar. There's an important test with Yishanim here, Gershon is Gar. We discussed it already. And we'll finish this off. There isn't so much left. And then we'll go back to the third parak. Arbachim.